Hare Krishna. Today we're celebrating our harvest festival, and at the same time Lord Jagannath has come from Budapest to spend the day here, and then he'll also go back. This is our first harvest, so we're out in one of the wheat fields, and we'll be cutting wheat. We'll be harvesting it, cutting with scythe manually first, and then of course we'll use some ox-driven combines, and then we'll re-plow the land, and we'll husk the wheat on the spot, and we'll grind it, and we'll cook it, and we'll make chapatis along with sabji from the field, and we'll eat directly what we've grown, and hopefully further emphasize to devotees that yes, this is what life is about. Life is about what you eat and what you grow. Ultimately, is sophisticated and technologically advanced as we may be, we're still dependent on food and water. And if you don't have food and water, well, then you're nowhere. And this is how it works. Well, this morning I was giving a seminar in Temple Room, and the topic was village life compared to city life. I've done some research and did a PowerPoint presentation. I was actually going to speak about that right now, but as I mentioned these things, then I thought to divert from that and just continue with just this importance of what life is really all about, which is about eating, and how much this is the reality or the mechanism of how that works is taken for granted, and how devotees have become ignorant of this reality, which is, I mean, aside from the spiritual reality, the only other reality of life is to be able to subsist, and how we're being robbed of that practical knowledge. Without mentioning some names, but this morning as I was just showing my presentation to Shambihari, he added a few examples to my repertoire of examples of how out of touch human beings are with life, with nature, and he was in the example of some devotees whom he was walking with, and pointed to a beautiful nut tree, walnut tree, and said, this is a walnut tree. And the devotee stopped in his amazement and couldn't believe it, there is such a thing as walnut trees, that the nuts actually come from trees. It's hard to believe, not that nuts come from trees, but that we're nutty enough not to know about these things. And the other example, which just happened the other day, was when he sent some devotee to go get some nectarines. We're overflowing with nectarines over here. They're coming out of everywhere. They're so bountiful. Devotees can't eat them all. All they can really do is collect them. And today there's going to be an additional extra effort on that, and make jam, preserves, chutney, and all kinds of other things with them. Anyway, to that question, to that request, came the question, well, how do I know which nectarines to pick? And the answer is pretty obvious. Well, you have to pick the right ones. And another question followed, well, how do I know what a ripe nectarine is? Well, the ones that aren't green, and the ones that are soft and red and look juicy, those are the ones that you pick. So it may sound funny, but I think it's probably more sad than funny. We're still so out of touch, continue to be so out of touch. And despite Srila Prabhupada's so many instructions in that regard, and I'm just talking about us, namely devotees, not. And I have to admit, I'm no great farmer myself. I don't do it personally. I just try to encourage others to do what Srila Prabhupada said. And yet, at the same time, it's what life is all about. And not long ago, I was speaking with one devotee, and we were talking about his coming down and working on the farm and gardening. And he said, "Oh, it's just so boring. I can't do anything like that." So I replied, "Okay, well, when you have nothing to eat, you come and tell me how boring it is to work in the garden and to provide yourself with the food that you eat." He wasn't convinced, but anyway, let's see what Krishna has in store for us in the future. So we need to get in touch with the reality of life and how the material energy works. Devotees who are students of Srimad Bhagavatam know how much emphasis Shukadeva Goswami gives to the creation, primary creation, secondary creation, the maintenance of the material world, the roles of the demigods, and so on, and so on, and so on. Why? Because if we don't know how the world works, then we're not going to really be able to appreciate the Creator. Similarly, we need to really be in touch with nature and how Krishna has created this world and how Krishna's arranged for us to eat. Because despite our technology, our innovations, our IT, and everything else, if you don't eat, you don't live. And nothing's changed on that, and nothing will change on that in the future. We won't be, therefore I was saying, if we're not in communication, if we're not in touch with nature, we're not really going to be very in touch with Krishna, because this is how Krishna is providing for us. And he's not providing all this technology for us, but Krishna says, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Parjanya Dandasambhava. So we need to find, we do the needful and live as we need to live, if we really need to live like that, but stay in touch. How do we stay in touch? Participate in participate in cow protection, go out to help to the nearest ISKCON farm and spend a week there and work in the fields. And, oh, it's hard work, it's too difficult, I can't do that, but that's what life is about. That's what it means to eat. And it's good for us to, number one, learn it, to appreciate how that system works. And when there's nothing else, then at least we'll know what to do, and we'll know how to do it. So we're in an education-driven world. This education also needs to be there. People need to be educated in what keeps us alive. And that's what we're going to be celebrating today. And as far as the city, village life versus city life, I'll do that another day. It's a presentation and it's part of my Varnashram Dharma course. And I think it'll be appreciated and recognized. Nothing earth-shattering, nothing, no knowledge new that we haven't heard before. But when it's all there in one place, it makes for very convincing argument why, unless we're doing some great preaching, or unless we're making tons of money with which to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, we really need to ask ourselves, what the heck am I doing living in a city? I had a speaking with some Russian disciples the other day and talking about the perennial issue of being able to do standard sadhana, and the devotee was telling me, well, I live in Moscow and it takes me 2 hours to get to work and 2 hours to get back. Now just think about that. That's 4 hours a day. That's a day's only 24 hours, so that's like 17% of your life. A half of a third of your life is gone sitting in traffic, being in anxiety, running around in buses and so on. All for what gain? Just to be able to live in a cubbyhole where you have to lock the doors so that people don't break in, and work for some food that's really barely edible and gives very little nutritional value. What's the point of it all? Where does it one get us? And that's the result and point of education. I'm just looking for an earring of the deities here. So it behooves us and to search for a better quality of life, and even if necessary, learn or tolerate not to be bored when it comes to feeding ourselves and working in the garden and taking care of the cows and so on. So that's it for today. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.